Labelling Indigenous cultural beliefs a type of witchcraft may sound like something from a different century, but an investigation by the Background Briefing program has found that Pentecostal missionaries are spreading that idea in northern Australia, telling Aboriginal people their traditional spirit figures and rituals are a type of devil worship and they're encouraging them to burn their cultural artefacts. The behaviour's been slammed by Aboriginal leader and Senator Pat Dodson as, quote, an act of bastardry. Erin Park has the story.
At a bush community in Western Australia's central Kimberley, a big bonfire is burning and people are cheering as objects are thrown onto the blaze.
For many years we have been deceived by Satan, these demonic beings.
They're residents of the Wonkajonka community southeast of Fitzroy Crossing. Born-again Christians, they're burning things they think are sinful. First it's tobacco and drug paraphernalia, but then they turn on the bough shed, a shaded spot used for traditional men's law business.
We got my car, my Land Cruiser.
So he bumped it with his car?
Yeah, and then we just slowly moved it, all the bits and pieces like tin and poles and...
And then what did you do with all the bits and pieces of the bough shed?
Burnt it.
The people here are followers of Tongan-born Pentecostal preacher Anna Makahunaneo, who's been in the Kimberley since 2015. She believes that local Aboriginal spiritual beliefs are the work of the devil.
My focus wasn't like really about the tradition and the culture because it's not a problem to me. But when I was there, I've been seeing that it's all connected to witchcraft. Yeah, and that is not from God, that's all from the devil.
She's not alone. A new wave of Pentecostal missionaries is moving into central and northern Australia, bringing a more literal interpretation of the Bible than that seen in the fast-growing suburban Pentecostal megachurches. And it's resonating with born-again Aboriginal Christians, like gospel musician Olive Knight, who says it's been liberating to leave behind her Wonkajonka cultural ways.
It was so restrictive. There was lots of fear, retribution all the time. And the spirits were so active out there, they could either kill you or do something to you. They're singing and putting under spells and all that.
But the behaviour of these preachers has been slammed by Yawuru man and former Catholic priest Senator Pat Dodson.
They are a type of virus that has really got no credibility. If they really understood the gospel, then the gospel's about liberation. It's about respect.
He's seen many missionaries come and go, but believes the burning of Aboriginal objects is a new low.
Plain Australian language, I'd say, is an act of bastardry.
But the born-again Christians in Wonkajonka believe they're driving away the devil, who they blame for the violence and dysfunction that plagues their community.
The devil used people like God used us. This community was so bad. Drunks all around. It was very dangerous. They need Jesus in their heart because he's coming back and we need to be ready for him.
Women from the Wonkajonka community in the Kimberley, ending that report from Erin Park. And to hear more on that story, tune into the Background Briefing podcast on the ABC Listen app.